Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Rice to Meet You, your comedy podcast about Asian culture. Today's episode is a shortened version of our recording of our live event, Rice to Zoom You, with our special guest, Ishan Akbar. We just had so much fun, and we wanted to share it with you guys, so we hope you enjoy it. And also, we have some exciting additions for the pod for you listeners. We've just added Discord to our Patreon, which means that if you're a Rice to Meet You patron, you can join the chat. Discord is a forum where you listeners can interact with each other and with me and Nigel and talk about all things podcast, like Nigel's hair, my hair, if we're going to have our baby, pretty much everything. So if you want to chat with us on Discord, just head over to Patreon and become a patron. We have different tiers there, and you choose the one that suits you. You get access to a bunch of bonus material, like the extra 40 minutes from today's show. And if you join the Rice Emperor tier or above, you get free tickets to our live events, like the one you're about to hear. So join us, and we'll see you at the next live Rice to Zoom You event and on Discord. And now, on with the show.
Hello and welcome to Rice to Meet You, a comedy podcast about Asian culture, special live Zoom event. I'm your host, Nigel Ng.
And I'm your host, Evelyn Mock.
Yay!
Hello, everyone.
And if Evelyn Mock still has her video off because we're going to reveal her new hair. But before that, we have a wonderful special guest with us today.
Yeah.
All the way back from episode one.
Right? Well, episode two, really, but then we changed the order because we realized people were listening to episode one, and episode one isn't great, to be, like, just honest. We all know. So we changed it to episode one with Ishan instead because Ishan's episode is really funny.
Yeah, episode one was pretty all right, man. Stop shitting on yourself. Okay? You should have blonde hair confidence now, Evelyn.
Oh, my God.
So please welcome our special guest all the way from episode 1.5. Ishan Akbar,
show yourself.
Nice to see you all.
Where are you, Ishan? There you are.
There I am. Yes.
So professional. You've got
a lot of setup. Do you know what? I just saw my headphones, my microphone, my t-shirt, my beard, everything. It was a lot going on. That's the first thing that came to my head.
What do you expect?
Oh, dear.
Evelyn, show yourself. Let's do it.
Are we going to do it now?
Yes.
Okay, are you guys ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'm spotlighting you. Give me a sec.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there we are. Oh. There I am.
Yes.
That looks great.
It came out a little bit grayer than I wanted it to. I feel like I joked about going Karen, and now I feel like I am full Karen. Like, I should start my own, like, pottery class or something and teach people how to...
You look like if the X-Men franchise decided to diversify Storm.
I mean, Storm was already played by Halle Berry.
Yeah, I know, but they would, like, we need to go extra now.
Oh, to make it Asian-fy
it. Yeah.
It looks good. Thank you, boys. I took photos of my process. So I took Polaroids of the process. This is the first one. Going blonde, I did it on Midsummer. It's my mom putting my hair in foils.
Oh, you have a Polaroid. It makes it look like your parents are dead. You know?
Why every time I come on, do we talk about dead parents? Every time I'm on this bloody...
We do talk about dead parents, right?
Stop talking about it!
It's one of the things you talked about. Maybe a sound effect.
I had to bury my mum.
Wait, you made that sound effect for Ishan?
Yeah, I had to bury my mum.
I had to bury my mum.
I mean, I already feel like this is going to be, if this were just us in, at Nigel's place, it would be an episode where I would have to go through it and see what I could cut out. But this is live. So you guys are getting everything.
People pay to see this.
People pay to
dig a hole. You know what else Ishan said on episode one?
Sri Lankans are the ugliest.
Word for word, I just lifted it out of the episode. It's out there in the world.
You told me I was doing a comedy podcast. I had no idea it was an intervention that you were going to get me arrested.
to keep you from smack talking all other South Asian countries.
Yeah, who's the ugliest, Ishan?
Sri Lankans are the ugliest.
Do we have any Sri Lankans in the chat today?
No, there never are.
Yeah. Ugly people won't get admitted. Okay?
I mean,
only hot people get to join our Zoom shows. You
look
know?
Like Evelyn. Evelyn, you look so hot.
Yeah.
Is this doing it for you, Ishan?
It is. It is.
My go on a date with me. I can tell you about my gout and my arthritis.
You look good. You can talk to me about gout. I'm like, she looks like she's old enough to die soon. So I'm going to get the money.
All you will inherit is crippling debt from Edinburgh that you will have to pay back. And then this is the result from the first hair dye.
Wow.
Maybe it's not great photo, but it came out a bit yellowy. Let's see if I can find it on my phone.
You mean it came out a bit blonde like it's supposed to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like it came out like when you dye your hair, you become like it becomes yellow.
Ah. If you had those photos on your phone, why didn't you just show us that?
Because Polaroids are cooler.
Shitty off-color Polaroid.
This is the second one.
Okay.
All right. I'll show it on the phone. Yeah. But the second dye, it came out super white.
Oh, there we go. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
Face? What is that facial expression?
Basically, Evelyn doesn't like anything super white on her.
Exactly. No, it was me being angry about me not getting my white privilege package yet. No, I'm kidding. And then this is the final result. It's supposed to come out. I'll show what I was aiming for.
This is awesome. I've never, ever dyed my hair, but if I were to... Oh, that is, okay.
And as you can see, this isn't as...
Howl's Moving Castle.
Sorry?
Sophie from Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, hi.
Via Ghibli anime at the end when she has the silver bob.
Oh, is this what she looks like?
Sort of, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, right. So I was turning myself into an anime character. Oh, every guy who ever hit on me with yellow fever's dream.
Nigel, if you were to dye your hair, what color would you dye it?
I don't know, maybe like brown, something simple but nice. You know?
Of course you want brown. Why wouldn't you? Look at me. I've always...
Hey! Hello! Lankans are the ugliest.
Nigel, the whole podcast can't just be sound effects.
That's our USP, people. Yeah. And listeners, you know that we make our sound effects downloadable for our patrons, right? So you can, after tonight, you can go download Ishan to your phone as an alarm clock.
Oh, can you imagine waking up to Sri Lankans are the ugliest?
Yeah. Sri Lankans are the ugliest.
Hey, it's not just that. I had to find like a vinyl scratch sound effect. You know?
You had to put effort into it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's my vibe. I put effort into things.
Okay.
The thing is most of you, I mean, all the listeners, you know Nigel already. I've known Nigel a bit longer. You'd think that it was just lockdown that made him this weird. It isn't. He has always been like this.
He's always been weird, yes.
I'm not weird. How am I weird? I'm the most normal one here. I'm so well adjusted. I don't go to therapy. I'm the only one who doesn't go to therapy in this group.
I don't go to therapy because I can't afford to.
Yeah, I just stopped as well because I think my therapist ghosted me.
Oh no.
She just got too busy, I think. So I just don't go to her anymore. But it's okay.
It's very sad.
Let's see. We have a chat going on. Everybody's on the chat as well. Should I monitor the chat?
Awesome.
That's a lot of things to monitor.
Don't dish on people who go to therapy, dude. Come on, Nigel, you insensitive.
Oh, sorry, meme. Sorry. I am pro emotions and therapy, okay?
Pro emotions.
No. You're pro emotions. You're anti dealing with them, clearly.
Have you finished showing people your hair? Is there more photos?
I mean, I finished now.
Sorry, I was scrolling through the list.
Okay, can I just ask one serious question?
Yes.
I'm going to ask right. Now, I know that women dye their hair, but when they're dyeing their hair a different color, do they dye all their hair the same color? I honestly don't know the answer.
Ishan, look at all the women in the chat just giving you like a roll. I roll.
Works. Only because I don't know, because it must be weird if your head hair is one color and everything else is another color. No?
Jesus.
Look at all the women in the chat just cringing, Ishan.
I know, Ishan, man.
I'm just, okay.
Gabriella, we can tell he's not married. Yep.
Come on, Nigel. You would have joined in if it wasn't a live one.
What? I know you're not going to... I know you're not going to dye your pubic hair. I know you, Evelyn. You left dyeing your hair to the last minute. No way you're dyeing your pubic hair.
I'm not going to, but only because my pubic hair is so brittle that the bleach would decimate it. So God. It wouldn't survive the bleaching. Oh. It would just go. I think it would be like, you know, when they burn like those fields so that there can't be crops being grown there anymore.
Look, Gabriella said, let the carpets match the drapes. So okay. Is this a weird question?
Well,
it's
really hard.
You know, I've never seen a YouTube tutorial about, you know, 10 things people do wrong when they dye their pubic hair. I've never seen that video.
Make it. You can do it, Nigel.
I'm not doing that for my next challenge. That's
Nigel
not
should.
Gonna
Nigel
be.
Should.
Hey, listeners, if you don't know, in the past episode, we decided Patreon, $5,000, and Evelyn's gonna have a baby.
Oh my God. Specifically your baby.
Yes, I'm gonna be a sperm donor soon, people.
Ishan, I was gonna say, the one way you could maybe tell is if they dye the hair, eyebrows. If the lady has dyed the eyebrows to match her hair color, maybe that's a way to show that she would be diligent enough to dye
all
the pubic hair.
Pubic or under armpit hair.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to the having a baby thing.
I love how that's the least uncomfortable conversation. That's the bar we've drawn here.
Yeah.
I will be honest, because I am more nervous now that we have people kind of listening and watching, mainly because I want guys to feel entertained and not be bored. But at the same time, it's also like, oh my God, where do I step in to
like... Also, now all the listeners are like, wow, this podcast is edited to fuck.
Yes.
There is so much editing.
It is.
They must talk about some random shit.
Half the shit, man. Half the shit gets cut.
Oh gosh.
I want to do some special shout outs to people I recognize from our last live. I think I saw Asako earlier. Asako, are you here?
Oh, where is Asako? Asako and Phil.
Phil and Asako, where are you? There are fans who we did a shout out for Phil and Asako. Can you spotlight her? I don't know how to do it.
She's here. Pin video? Her. Is that what you do? Oh yeah.
Can you pin it? Can I see it?
Oh my gosh, she made it. Look at what she did.
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted. Oh, I see her. Perfect. Let's do it. Look at a collage, people.
Oh, Asako, that's so lovely.
Yes.
Asako.
Thank you, Asako.
That's awesome.
Where's Phil? Where's Phil?
I will say, this is so lovely, but also so Japanese. I love it.
Also,
boy band.
I love how, Asako, you've used a panda to cover Nigel's fake modesty with his abs.
That's not me. That's what I look like, people.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Where did you find a picture of me, Asako? How did you find that picture? Crazy.
Asako, I prefer the panda, honestly. It's so good.
Yes, let it back.
Phil, Asako's husband, are you comfortable with this shit?
Oh, he's not. Is he there?
Is Phil not there, Asako?
Phil's gone.
Oh,
Phil's
no.
been replaced.
Oh, no.
Did you like our shout outs, Asako? Did you like our shout outs on episode 50? The shout outs by the late night radio DJ.
Yeah.
No? Oh, my God. I can't. He's not answering. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But people who don't know, we did a shout out for her with Phil because it was her birthday. So very nice thing. Good to see you, Asako. Thank you.
Happy belated birthday,
yeah,
Asako.
The shout out, Nigel smutted it.
She said it was lovely.
Thank you.
Nice.
I wrote another one. Do you want to hear it, Asako? I wrote another shout out from EJ Doggy Style. Let's do it. Oh yeah, I think it's time for Phil to wash his face. So Taco has a clean place to sit on. Yeah. You like that? Yes.
Oh my god.
Put effort into it. So
I don't know how to unpin a video.
Taco saying, Evelyn, help.
Oh yeah. Nigel, stop it.
Okay. Fine. All right.
I'm glad you're here, Asako. Asako's sister should be here too.
Ayako, are you here?
Ayako's giving us a smile.
Hi, Ayako.
Let's just talk to someone who's already on. So let's do this.
Ayako.
Deborah and Ross, we're up.
Oh, Deborah and Ross. Interracial love.
Yeah. Unmute it, people. Unmute it.
Oh, is that Sailor Moon? Oh, that's so great. Oh, look. Hello, Sailor Moon.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
We're okay.
We're good.
I'm scared.
Do you feel like we've put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Nigel, what do you want to talk to these lovely people about? You've put them on the spot.
We just love interracial people, you know.
Yeah, the whole episode. There are others. Did you spot there's another really cute couple somewhere?
Yes, I did see that wearing our merch.
We're much cuter.
Oh yeah, we talked to them last time. Our last show, they were here too. All right, David and Eve, you guys have better crack. Hello. Oh, this is the interracial coupling we prefer.
What?
Okay.
White female.
Yeah.
That's Korean dramas as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're very cried out at the moment. Very emotional. Penultimate episode of Crash Landing on you.
Oh, the last episode will break you, man.
What is that? What is this?
I'm gonna spoil it. Ishan, if you don't know, Crash Landing on You is a K drama. It's a Korean drama. It's one of the best.
Right. Things. Okay. Fine. See. Yeah. Not right? Seen it.
I haven't made an Instagram video about it. And Evelyn hasn't seen a single K-drama, so she doesn't know either.
Okay. Evelyn, maybe you and I can watch together and find out what we think about it.
Yes.
You should do a reaction video. You should film you guys watching it. That would be very funny. Yeah.
Because I've grown up watching Indian dramas, and I suspect that they're not too dissimilar. There's
less dancing, more crying.
The thing is, there's quite a bit of dancing, but also the wife, like the young wife, she'll drop like some dal and the whole family will oust her from the family. It's just insane. It's just really extreme reactions. I'm sure K-dramas are probably the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So funny.
A lot of beautiful people. That's where I get my fashion inspo from. You know?
Really? Are you watching like the pirate versions then?
Because Nigel looks like a pirate.
No, I thought Ethan said the pirated version.
Yeah, so, pirated version. Yeah,
the budget, the Poundland version.
Oh, I see.
I thought that was the burn. That was what you intended, right, Ishan?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. Now, you want to talk, Evelyn.
What?
You know, you have your parents have an illegal TV box, and you still don't watch any K-dramas.
Yes, they have an illegal one, and it's amazing. Well, I don't watch the K-dramas, but I watch, like, all the films that are in cinema right now. It's amazing.
So no films then. You don't watch any films.
Yeah, okay, no films. Well, the films that came out like recently, because like they have one of these illegal Chinese TV boxes that they got like in Hong Kong. You log on and it's basically one of those websites where you can stream movies for free. And right. So you'll just be like, they have like 10,000 movies or something. And then the other day I was looking through and I'm like, what? They have The King of Staten Island? And it came out like a month ago. And so I'm like, this is so funny.
Esther says that she's got one too. I thought the era of those private like boxes, illegal boxes, was over. I didn't think people still did that kind of stuff.
Oh, Chinese people very much do that kind of stuff. We like to not pay for anything.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever asked an Asian person whether or not they pay for the TV license?
No.
No way you're paying that shit.
I mean, I pay mine, just so we're all... So we're all clear.
Really?
I pay mine, yeah.
If there's
yeah.
anywhere you can be honest, Ishan, it's with a bunch of Asians.
Yeah.
No, I pay mine. My credit rating is amazing.
That's how Ishan flirts. No.
Yeah.
Hey girl. Hi,
want to see my credit report? Listen, if you want to get 0% on balance transfers for 23 months, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Sri Lankans are the ugliest.
Oh. Oh,
I have no idea what you just said.
Sri Lankans are the ugliest. Was it not clear?
I mean, about the credit rating stuff.
Can I just say one of the worst chat up lines I've ever used, genuinely?
Yes, please.
The worst chat up lines, I went up to someone and I said, my mum would love you.
What? And then it turned out she's dead.
She died. Stop talking about my dead mum. It's really sad. I make it seem like I don't care, but I really do.
What? It's happened so long ago. Get over it, Ishan.
Oh my god.
So sensitive. My god. What a snowflake. Oh, my mom died. I had to bury her.
I had to bury my mom.
Yeah, big deal. Get over it.
Oh, Ishan. Is your dad still here?
Yes, we covered this.
Yes, we did cover this. And I can't wait to create the third sound effect. Let's put it that way.
Oh, my God.
See, Adrian says that was a good chat-up line, which I think, Adrian, I agree with you, because I don't know what it's like in East Asian communities, but surely the mother-in-law is the biggest obstacle to overcome.
Yeah.
That's like marriage level. When you get there, then you overcome. You don't go out to someone in the
listen,
club, you know?
I'm Asian. None of this. Let's just date and see how it goes. My mom wants you in my life. She wants kids. My mom wants kids. So I'm going to have kids. Basically, my parents can't hit me anymore. They need little toddlers to start hitting. And
to start hitting. No, but like grandparents, I feel like Asian grandparents, as soon as their kids are adults and they have children, they just don't they don't care. They spoil their grandchildren so insanely.
Yeah, there's a real lack of discipline with grandchildren.
Yeah. That's why I'm the size I am.
You can fat shame yourself, but I can't fat shame you? What's the logic here?
I mean, Nigel, I'm making a joke.
It's double standards, people. They're coming for us. They're silencing me. Oh, by the way, listeners, that's my new character that we haven't revealed yet. It's called Nunchuck Jones, Asian conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, it's not just it's terrible.
Do you know why it doesn't seem like a character? Because it just seems like it's you.
What do you mean it seems like it's me? I put a different voice on and everything.
Really? You sound exactly the same. You sound like you drunk.
No. Oh, okay. It needs more work, people. Needs more work. But we are very supportive here. We even have a new segment on the show now called Evelyn's Weigh-In, which we are going to... Let's get into it right now. Why not? Have you weighed yourself, Evelyn?
I forgot to weigh myself. Should I go do it now?
Go do it now. We'll hold down the... Bring the scale here.
Why
is Evelyn weighing herself?
It's a segment we do on the podcast as a supportive friend. You know?
Right.
She wants to be held accountable, and I want to help her succeed.
Right. So is Evelyn trying to lose weight then? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. What else do you think she's trying to do?
Get fitter? Get healthier?
Positive
statements?
That's part of it. That's part of it. Yeah. But yeah, lose weight is the main thing here. So we started a chat room, private chat room, Evelyn's gang, where everybody just goes there and just talks about their weight loss journey that I'm not allowed in for good reason, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And is this just physical weight or emotional weight as well?
Emotional weight.
What? I thought it was just
mostly
physical.
Emotional weight.
Mostly emotional weight. Okay.
Oh, no.
Has caused the physical weight.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's play this thing. Have you weighed yourself, Evelyn?
Yes.
Yes. Evelyn's weigh-in time. I love this shit.
I did not consent to that laugh. It makes it to the thing. The laugh just makes me sound like I consented to this thing.
I'll be honest. I mean, as a person for the first time who's seeing this, it doesn't seem very supportive. It seems the opposite. It seems like shaming.
It's not started yet. What do you mean it's shaming? Tell them, Evelyn. Tell them how supportive and nice I am. I'm so misunderstood in this life.
In this life, not just in this podcast, in this life.
Just in general, trying to be nice. People think I'm roasting them, you know? Yeah. All right.
Okay. Oh, people are saying that you're really mean to me.
What? Gabriella, how can you say that?
Guys, everyone, at a gig once, I ordered some chicken wings and I was about to put mine in my mouth. Nigel slapped it out of my hand. This is a true story.
Oh, are you believing him? Are you believing that?
Guys, this one time we went and had fish and chips and I was about to put a chip in my mouth and Nigel slapped it out of my hand. True story.
One time, wow. We were going to a gig and Nigel intentionally made the lift stop working, so I had to take the stairs up 4 flights.
True story. And this one time, we were going to take the bus, but then when the bus arrived, and Nigel just went up and he said, "Don't let this lady in." And then I had to walk to where I was going to go. True story. No, that's not true. I'm just joking.
Nigel, one day, we were walking towards a gig, and then he saw a Sri Lankan baby in a pram, and he was like, "Oh my God, this baby's so ugly." Oh.
Okay, I did do that. Yeah. Yes, Naveen saying you all realize he's joking, right? Yes, they were all joking. I haven't done anything, you know?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
I set up a Discord server for your weight loss support group. How much more can a man do?
Oh, dear.
All right, Evelyn, take it away.
Okay, so I just weighed myself and I am still at 110.
Hey.
Consistency is key. Is key.
Hey, listen, you were 110.5 last week, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still at that, like 110.545.
Oh, Mimp, 110 in kilos. She's asking what's that in kilos. It's 110 kilos, right?
110 kilos, and then times that by 2.2, and it is
240.
Something in pounds, yeah. But it's not been a great week food-wise because I've just been focusing on some other things. Mainly this hair dyeing has been stressing me the fuck because I had to dye it and then I had to like wait for it to...
Is the hair dye heavy?
The hair dyes. Oh, I see.
Who's the fat shamer now, people?
Yeah, Ishan.
When he does it, you laugh. When I do it, you guys come at me. What's the deal?
Fat people can go at fat people.
Yes, we can, because we know to be honest, the struggle.
Fat people, that's the only people they can go at, is other fat people. Yeah.
Imagine being like a fat-hating fat person. Or like an alt-rightish type of...
Fat shamer. Like,
yeah, fat shamer.
Yeah. Like in between deep breaths that you're taking, like, you're so fat. Stop eating so much. Stop eating so much.
Wow, you have crisps next to you, Ishan. Wow.
I always have crisps.
That's what Ishan thinks podcasting is. You know? Huh? That's just a bowl of crisps next to it. That's a great move.
It is a nice move.
I hope you don't get too stressed out by the hair dyeing, Evelyn. It's done now anyway, and you're going to make a video about it.
It's finally done. I just finished filming the final part of the hair dyeing. Oh, Nigel froze. What? That happens sometimes. Nigel's internet's really bad because I think it's his ex-wife who still pays for it.
Yeah.
And I think she's probably... she's trying to get back at him, so she's like called the company and been like, "Hey, take it down a few... megabytes." I don't know.
Yeah. How do you measure? Oh, is he podcasting today? Okay, let me give Talk a call.
Before you accuse her of being a cheat, she really hated you if she just gave you Talk broadband.
Yeah.
I asked her to stop paying for it, but she said she was too busy to like change her name because you got to call them up. So I'm stuck here with this shitty internet. You think I don't want to go to BT?
BT is crap.
BT is crap. Well, that's the only choices I have here. I only have BT and Talk. I don't have Virgin.
Really?
Life is so hard for you, Nigel.
Yeah.
I've got BT. I think I think they're quite good. They're good for me. Mimp and I have a good experience with BT. Seems to work.
I had a pretty bad experience with BT. No, it was Virgin. I had a bad experience with Virgin. But
I had a bad experience when I was a virgin too.
Yeah.
Hey! I had to bury my mum.
No, that was when I was a virgin, to be fair.
Sorry?
I said I didn't have to bury my mum when I was a virgin. Luckily.
Oh.
That would have been too much for me to bear. What? I don't have a mum and I'm a virgin? Fuck you, God!
He's really out to get me.
Yeah.
Ishan, do you think your mom knew you had lost your virginity?
Yeah, because my mum had walked in on me once.
What?
Oh, tell us about it.
In fact, both my parents have walked in on me on separate occasions.
What are you doing?
You only have sex when your parents are home.
Yeah.
Oh, you wait. Oh, that's home. Come on, take your shirt off. Come on.
I one time I was doing the sex and I was doing very, very well, and everybody was enjoying themselves. And then my dad walked in, and then I basically got the duvet and covered myself.
Oh my god!
And we broke up immediately after. So
the lady,
that was that.
Oh,
the
dear.
Lady and I, yeah.
Did you at least get to come though?
Oh,
what,
Nigel?
What? It's a question we all are thinking. The guys will be thinking that, you know.
Did you guys think that, the men in the chat? How many men do we have in the chat?
Too many men. Too many men. We need some girls in here. We need too many men. Too many.
No.
No, I wasn't thinking. No.
Guys never wonder if other guys have come. They only wonder if women have come. That's all they care about.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't wonder. I know they haven't. So it's okay. Oh God. That okay, what about, that's your dad.
Here's the thing, Nigel, you're right. I mean, if you want to know the answer, yes, I did, because obviously what I need to climax is the sight of my dad.
Yeah. That's what we love about South Asian households, you know? Incest acceptable. You
know? Oh God, this is awful.
What about your mom? The mom story, your mom walking in on you. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah, a very similar thing, but this was in the middle of the night. So I was... Have you guys ever tried to have quiet sex? It's very hard.
No, not really.
No? And so I tried to have quiet sex, and then my mum walked in, and because it was dark, she couldn't quite make out what was going on. And then she said to me, "I feel like something is squeaking."
Was it the bed or the woman?
So mum was like, "Can you check?" And I was like, and my mum turned the light on and the girl I was with was there, and we both went ah, and mum started slapping me while I was inside this other person.
Oh god,
the opening to every threesome scene.
That is not a way. That's the wrong time to discipline me, because I'm trying to deal with an erection and getting slapped in the face.
In the face. I thought, like, on your butt or something, that she was helping to push you further.
She was, like, slapping the top of my arm here, and, like, I'm trying to dodge, and also, I'm also having more sex. It's just really, it's a weird time.
Isha, this is like incredible. I mean, you think like after your first time of getting walked in on, you would get a lock, or you would just like not do it in your house anymore?
Do you think my dad wanted me to put a lock on my room after he caught me? No chance.
Was he just sitting around waiting to catch you?
Like, don't put your penis anywhere. Okay? Only inside your underpants and on the toilet, bus.
Bus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
How did she hear the squeaking? Was she squeaking, or was the bed squeaking? Or how did she hear it? How did your mom hear it?
The bed was squeaking for sure. The bed was squeaking. Because when you try, the thing is with beds are weird, because if you make slow movements, it squeaks more. So sometimes you have to make bigger movements. But I was making slow movements to be conspicuous.
A nice deep strokes, yeah, you know.
Oh my god! I will say,
it was weird for her, because I think She probably enjoyed it more when I was trying to avoid my mum slapping me because I probably was moving.
Were you like Nigel when he had sex for the first time? We were just laid on the lady like a plank.
Oh, yeah. That was some real quiet sex, people. Just petrified. Just, okay, what's happening here?
Veruni asked, I'm surprised they let you be in the same room. My boyfriends all had to sleep in a separate room. Yeah, so did they, but they walked in.
Smart.
Oh, I see what you mean. Wait, I mean, but is it because was this white ladies? Are these white ladies, Ishan?
Wow, that is so racist.
What's right? The answer?
One of them was, yes.
I will say, like, as a lady, when you have sex, I just find it's the funnest part about sex to me is how much men enjoy it. Like, I don't know if anybody else can relate, but like the funnest part for me as a lady doing it is watching how into it guys are.
What do you think, Eve? Do you agree with Evelyn?
I agree.
You know what? I've just been thinking this entire time. I'm waiting for Ishan to be like, this one time I was having sex and then Nigel came in and slapped out of my mouth.
That's a good one.
True story.
I was on dating apps for about a year. I was on Tinder, Bumble, and a Muslim one, which is called...
Minder.
Tinder, called Minder, yeah. So I was on Minder. I got no matches in 1 year.
No, are you serious?
Wow.
Zero.
I don't believe
you. Did
you
like anybody?
I liked everybody.
I just matched with the Ishan.
Aww.
Yay.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have, Ishan. I wouldn't have.
Okay, then. Yeah, that's because I'm too close. If I was in America and in a band.
I need you to be far away so I can keep up the illusion that it could happen.
You were doing social distancing from before it was cool.
Yes, I was.
I think, has no listener of the podcast slid into your DMs, Evelyn?
No.
One?
No.
What?
Wait.
Better,
what?
People. Do better.
I mean, I do get DM slides, but I think they always try to do it in a funny way. And because I do vagina jokes, that's usually where they go. So they're like...
Well, to your vagina?
Yeah, they do some kind of like play about my vagina because like I do these vagina jokes on stage. But then that kind of puts me off.
Okay, so he's just heard you talk about your vagina. He hasn't done any filtering and he just goes straight for the vagina instead of actually trying to woo you.
Yeah.
By talking about
But at least he listens to your jokes, so that's nice.
Yeah,
right? That's what you do.
No, but then that would be like if I make loads of jokes about terrorism and the girl's interested and she sends a bomb to my house. You know what I mean? does it make any sense?
Very good. Yes, exactly, Sean. It's exactly how that is.
I understand you, Evelyn.
Thank you. Because it's like because you can appreciate somebody being funny, but by just like, hey, you're funny, or ha.
Yeah.
Gabriella is asking, how do I slide into people's DMs? I don't.
Nigel.
I don't really, because I think it's a bit creepy to do it. I wait for the woman to initiate. If they say something flirty, then I will just, you know, I'll respond back with, you know, we'll see. And here's a tip: if you want to slide into people's DMs, make your profile public. All right. If I can't see how. I don't know if it's a guy or a woman messaging me sometimes. I'm like, okay, what's this vibe, you know?
I also think Nigel flirting would be terrifying because he's got his fucking stupid soundboard.
You are eating my pussy, boy. That's how I open my pickup lines.
In fact, Nigel, I do want to see what you're like flirting. So maybe, shall we flirt? Let's flirt.
Ooh.
Let me pretend I'm going to slide into your DMs.
Ooh.
And I want to see how you respond, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Hey, Nigel. I really love your abs. And when you do Uncle Roger, it reminds me of my father. And that makes me horny. Are you single? Send.
No, no woman talks like that, first of all.
I'm a woman, and I can confirm.
If I get a message like this, I would think it's a guy trying to catfish me.
Oh, gosh.
So,
I don't know what flirting is, guys. That's never happened. My mum was going to choose my partner, but now she's... Sorry.
But how would I... Okay, assuming it's a DM slide.
Okay, let's do a proper one. Okay. Hey, Nigel, love your vids. Smiley face.
I'll just say thanks. And usually, I mean, if they're interested, they usually will ask a question. There'll usually be a question mark.
Okay, next one. Are you releasing any of your videos as a single?
You stole that from me, Shan. Excuse me very much.
Oh, podcast fan, eh? No, I would... If I think they are interested and I think they're cute, then I'll reply back with a voice note usually. Yeah. I find that works.
Oh my god. This is so funny because Nigel, that's something Nigel does. So when he asks people on our podcast, he will film a video and send it to them in Instagram DMs. And we've had so many guests be like, yeah, that was interesting. I've never had anybody do that to me before.
What?
And so if you respond with a voice note, that is so intense.
You go from text to voice note.
That's so Nigel. That's so funny, Nigel.
People love the voice notes. I think it's nice. I think it's nice to hear someone's voice, you know?
Listen, Elizabeth just said she got a voice note. Still, I would.
Yeah. And she, and Elizabeth is doing the podcast next week. It works.
It said, and who is it? Darsha saying, is Nigel an Asian mom?
Yes. Why? Hello? Why? Get some groceries for me. voice notes a little bit, maybe some winky face emojis. You know, it's weird if I just...
The only time, I'll be honest, the only time I've sent voice notes to someone I'm flirting with is when they ask me to sing. Then I'll send a voice note.
So what do you sing for them? What do you sing for them? Give us a...
Bollywood. I sing Bollywood songs.
Sing.
Do it.
Do you know Kahuna Pyare Hai?
Yeah, not completely.
Me sort of, I guess. Wait.
Sing it. You sing it.
You sing, Ishan.
Oh, God. Okay. I get quite nervous singing, actually. Dil ka darya beh gaya ishq e ibadat ban hi gaya khud ko mujhe do saap de meri zarurat tu ban gaya. I'll stop there.
Oh, wow. That was great. Evelyn's going to ask you if you're going to release as a single next.
Slide into my DMs.
I'm actually interested, actually. Are you going to?
Listen, if you ask nicely, I might.
Nobody's asked me to sing before. It's like
Nigel, sing.
I'll sing some Nicki. I'm pulling the lyrics out.
Should I sing the song
Do it now, okay. And I'll do it after. Yeah.
Is it Chanda Sitare Pula Kushufu Yetu Sare Purane Taza Taza Kali Kilehe Hamusike Divane Hoo Da 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 da.
My favorite thing throughout all of this, I've got it on gallery view, is seeing Fiona's face, Fiona Effie, is just staring back like, WTF is happening. Look at your cat.
Oh my god, is that a real cat?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm not going to lie.
It's terrifying. It's like so early over here in Sydney and he's like so confused. Like my alarm went off at 4:30 and he's like,
wow.
Why are we waking up now? I don't get it.
Oh, poor thing.
You woke up at 4:30 to come and join us? Oh, we should that be is... doing a better job. I'm so sorry.
Oops. Fiona, all I want to ask you is, have I made it worth it? Because these two haven't done anything.
Oh, totally. Well,
I sang.
No comment.
Oh my god, I think I'm overwhelmed by too many people.
No, I think it's nice. I think for me it's working. Keep it on spotlight view and people are chatting. I think it's nice. Everyone seems to be having a nice time. Sarah's on her phone, you know. Marcel is in a very nice conservatory.
Marcel has been going in and out, actually. I want to know where he is. Can we speak
Marcel,
to Marcel?
Where are you, Marcel?
And Gabby, I saw your cat too. I'm in, very cute, a white cat.
I'm in California.
Wow.
Oh.
So this it got too hot. I live in a vineyard, and it got too hot. So I got inside.
You live in a vineyard, and it got too hot. Sorry,
you're
tell
so
me how
rich,
hard your
Marcel.
Life is. Marcel's like, oh my god, my life! Look at my kitchen. Look at the size. Wow. Look at the vineyard. Marcel, turn your vineyard off. Marcel,
my house.
What is happening?
I mean, what's? Oh my god!
You have to
walk
so
how long
far.
Does it take you to walk out of your house?
You have to walk so Whoa. You know what? Fuck that TikTok guy. Marcel, how are you doing? Are you single?
Listen,
do you
Marcel,
want to relieve me
it
from
should not
being
take
single?
You, Marcel, it should not take you longer than the length of this podcast to walk out of your house.
Marcel.
Yeah, people are saying you're hot, Marcel.
Thank you.
Oh, and he's got a dog. Fuck off, Marcel. I hate you.
That's a Tinder
killer.
I hate
you, Marcel.
Hot
I
guy
want everyone
with a dog.
To know, I hate Marcel, okay?
Marcel, did you send us the shirtless pic?
Yes, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to see the other
body,
nipple.
Man.
Can I see your other nipple? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm being
I'll
so
slide
gross.
Into your DM with it.
Oh.
Marcel, are we allowed to do a Rice to Meet You episode from your vineyard?
Well, come. California is hot right now.
Yes, come, right.
We'll do it.
Marcel, do you have an OnlyFans?
Oh, what did you say, Isha?
No, I'm married.
You've got an OnlyFans.
He's married.
Oh, he's married.
That doesn't stop you from having an OnlyFans. That's not the how it works.
I can. I don't need the money.
Listen.
Oh my god.
Oh my
Listen.
God. Marcel. Is
Marcel's married. He's got a vineyard. I'm unmarried. I've got a bottle of wine. You need a starter pack. Let's go. Come on. Starter pack.
Where in California are you?
In the Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. Oh. One of those Facebook tech workers ruining the country.
Yeah.
Hey, I would ruin the world for your house, man. I don't give a shit.
Did you? So how did? Where are you from?
Listen,
then?
Listen. Marcel's got a nice house, but he's got curtain rails with no curtains. Fuck off, mate.
No. Not interested. The view. Why block the view?
Exactly. Why block the view?
Yeah, I'm trying to grasp onto something. I feel so shit about my life.
I mean, Marcel is a killer.
Yeah, Marcel is killing life, baby.
So where are you from, Marcel?
Married.
As in from or?
Yeah, where are you originally from? Where are your parents from?
So it's funny, I did my 23andMe and I have 20% Chinese.
Ooh.
And I've got like 30% Vietnamese.
Ooh. Yeah.
I've got 1% Indian.
Come on!
Right?
That's right. and the rest is broadly Asian.
Okay. Broadly Asian.
Which means my ancestors were hoes and sluts and promiscuous.
I love that you went there, Marcel.
Rudy is asking, any Lao in the house? No.
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yeah. No, genetically, but my mother is from there.
Oh
cool.
From Luang Prabang.
Oh,
yeah,
sure. I don't know where that
really
is.
Nice.
Sounds
oh, it's
great.
Lovely.
Is that Viruni?
Yeah, nice.
Hey, yeah, it's me.
Do you guys want to chat
on,
with each other?
Let's bring you on. Viruni is my Call of Duty buddy.
And other games.
Yes, and other
Hi,
games.
Hi, Viruni.
She has Hello. A Twitch channel. Go follow her Twitch channel.
Thanks.
Marcel and Viruni, you guys can bond about being Lao.
Yeah, there's hardly any Lao people.
Sabai di.
Sabadi.
Well, are you playing any games today? Later.
Yeah, I'm going to play GTA 5 online, I think.
Nice. Ah,
nice.
I feel like doing some crime.
Yeah.
I feel like doing some crime.
Especially after hearing all these jokes.
Wow. That's a direct insult of me because I'm the only one actually providing any jokes. So, Rudy, there's no need for that.
That's very true.
Make some jokes.
What?
Bring some jokes. Stop talking about your hair.
I feel like I've been funny this podcast. You've just been doing sound effects.
Yeah, and admitting people into the Zoom after they leave and then they come back. It's more complicated than I expected.
No excuses, people. By the way, I got a new outfit today. So I got this pink t-shirt and I got this skirt.
It's really cute. You look mega cute. I have to say, you look really cute.
Thank you so much, Ishan.
And you put the sticker on the shirt.
I did because you wanted me to wear merch, but I wanted to wear this pink shirt because it matches being blonde. So I was I'll just put the sticker on the shirt and then it looks like merch.
Yeah, it looks nice. And people want me to sing. Oh, yeah, I haven't sung yet. You guys want me to sing?
Yeah, sing.
All right, I pulled up the Nikki song. All right.
Well, thank you to everybody saying I look nice in the chat.
You do look nice, Evelyn. Have I not told you that?
No.
This is how Nigel gives a compliment. You did it the other day. What was it? Oh, yeah. I wore an outfit he hadn't seen before. And he was like, oh, great. You're not wearing that polka dot dress that you always wear. Great. I was like, is that a compliment, Nigel?
Yeah, it looks good in that new outfit.
An insult. And he was, that's how you give compliments, Nigel.
Okay.
Right, go on, Nigel, sing.
Press the wrong button. All my demons run wild. All my demons have your smile. In the city of angels. In the city of angels. Hope New York holds you. Hope it holds you like I do. While my demons stay faithful. In the city of angels. Right, that's it. That's
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yep, Ishan was better. I agree, Anushka.
It's not a competition, but you're right.
Anushka was a call-in a few episodes ago, and she was the Mongolian. I remember.
We had some Mongolian
sound effects.
What's up? Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Anushka.
Sound effects.
Let me see. Hi, Anushka.
Hi, Ishan. You are definitely better at singing and funny.
I appreciate you.
What an insult. Yes, plug your YouTube channel. You just started a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah. So I just started a YouTube channel called Anushka G.
Yay.
Because I was raised here and I came here when I was 3. So I kind of try and do British Asian stuff perspective, but I also work in the music industry, so there's going to be like a lot of music stuff too.
Awesome.
Hey.
Cool. Yeah, it's good. Go watch it. I've seen the Asian beauty standards one.
I'm going to go and subscribe for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds a bit insincere.
Me too. I've already subscribed.
Good.
That's so sweet.
All right, who else has anything to plug?
Okay, I'm embarrassed now.
No. Okay, I'll unspotlight that. Natalie has something to plug? Where are you, Natalie? Let's find you.
I'm Natalie from Yellow Bee. Are you watching with your mom, Natalie?
Oh, God.
Bad idea.
Or is it your sister? She's laughing. I found her.
Your mom?
Oh no!
I'm so sorry, Natalie's friend or sister.
Are you not going to say that we're a great couple?
You're a great couple. Are you dating? No. Or what? What is going on?
I don't know.
Natalie has a podcast, Yellow Bee Podcast, which I've done, and I have to say, Natalie has like the worst camera I've seen anyone have. It's like you got the worst laptop and then put Vaseline in front of the camera just to make it shittier. Why?
Was this what he was like on your podcast, Natalie? He just criticized your tech?
Yeah, he was just roasting me.
Oh.
I told him that I look better when I'm blurry, so it's fine.
That's what you think.
It's funny.
Wow. No, Nigel, tell us what you really think.
Nigel, you're in a mood today.
What? Me?
You're in a mood today.
I'm not in a mood. I'm always like this.
Okay. That's true, actually. You are, yeah.
Tell us about your podcast. No.
I have a podcast, Yellow Bee, another Asian podcast for the British Asians. Whoop, whoop, represent!
And yeah, it's on British Asians only, so we don't qualify for it. Evelyn and I. Oh, you had Evelyn on too. So thank
yes,
you.
For had Evelyn on.
Because in your little club.
Evelyn was begging to come on.
Begging to come on.
Yay.
Oh, asking nicely.
No offense taken. Maybe I'm not on brand. I don't know.
Get Ishan on.
I'm doing East and Southeast Asians first. Once I've interviewed all the East and Southeast Asians, then I'll interview you.
Are you interviewing East and South Asians of note?
Southeast Asians.
Okay, East and Southeast of note. So that's 7 people. So I'll be the 8th podcast.
She basically said, when I run out of people, you'll be on, Ishan.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of saying, like, if you are the last man on earth, that's when I'll date you.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, I'm being so mean.
What do you want to ask, Evelyn?
Oh, how the podcast is going, you know.
Yeah,
that was not worth it, that question.
No,
it
wasn't. Why did you ask about my friend?
Oh, no. I was going to ask about
your friend, Canadian Filipino.
Yay! Oh. Canadian Filipinos.
Any Filipinos in the chat?
No Filipinos in the chat.
Only me.
Do we interview you? Have you achieved anything of note that we should know about?
Me?
Oh, flipping egg. That was such an Uncle Roger question.
Nah.
All right.
We'll cancel. I feel like, now then. I feel like my friendship with you, Nigel, and my being on the pod is just allowing you to be you even more, to be yourself even more, which is usually a good thing. But
is it
like,
the same thing for you? Don't you feel like you could be yourself here?
Yeah.
Okay. I finished your thought. It's usually a good thing, and what?
Well, that was the thought. It's usually a good thing.
It's always a good thing. What are you talking about?
No, I'm kidding. I feel like, but me being, because I'm the buffer, sort of, I'm your straight man. You can be as harsh as you want to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's sometimes I get asked to go on other people's podcasts just by myself. Like Natalie's podcast. And I go full Uncle Roger and I think it weirds people out. They're not ready for this shit. There's no Evelyn to balance it out, you know? So, Ishan, plug your podcast and then we can finish this.
Okay, there's quite a few. I've got a podcast called Where Are You Really From on BBC Sounds. I've got a podcast called 929, which I do for Fiverr. I've got a YouTube channel, which has got some stand-up on it. I've got more podcasts coming very, very soon. I'm also on radio on the BBC Asian Network on Saturdays, and I'll be covering the Breakfast Show and the Drive Time Show in July. So if you want to listen to the BBC Asian Network, have a listen. I'll be there. I play games. Sunil's on it. Nim's on it. So there's a lot of content for you guys if you want to hear me but not see me, which is how most people prefer me.
That's a really great. I mean, all those podcasts are great that you guys do. I was on the But Where Are You From one, which was really fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's been recommissioned for a second series.
Yeah. Right. So why am I not asked to be on? Where's my invitation?
Because you come on doing Uncle Roger and make everyone uncomfortable.
No. I'll be nice. I'll rein myself in. I'll be like woke Nigel.
Yeah, woke Nigel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's woke with Nigel? So just,
well, let's listen to women. Let's listen to women, you know?
That's Nigel's attempt at being woke. Oh, my God.
Kidding. Please don't quote me on that.
Just follow me, Michael Pakintyre, on social media, and you'll find everything I'm up to.
We always have to be quiet during lockdown. When I was in London, we always had to be quiet on Saturday mornings because Sunil was doing the radio in his room.
Yeah, doing the radio. I go into the studio and Sunil and Nim stay at home, and I have to kind of tease them in. But yeah, so it's fun. It's a fun radio show. And they've, like I said, they've asked us to cover breakfast, the breakfast show and the drive time show. So there's a lot happening, which is nice.
The first time I tuned in to BBC Asia, I was so confused because I was like, oh, great. It's going to be like my type of Asian. And then it was,
yeah. You know, Anushka, it's a very good point. There's something we've talked about a lot because there isn't really a mainstream Asian network for East Asians, and there should be, absolutely. And I've said to them that we should try and get more East Asians on the show, but I think they don't want it at the moment. I think they don't have the they say they don't have the numbers, but I think there's enough of you lot for there to be a show. I think. Can I host a drive time show maybe for East Asian? Do you reckon I can host a drive time?
What's a drive time show? What's that?
It's from 4 till 7 when people are generally driving. And breakfast is when people are having breakfast. So that's from 7 till 10 in the morning.
Oh.
It's very clever how they come up with these names.
Yeah. Like,
do you know what my Saturday afternoon show is?
Saturday afternoon show.
Oh, yes. There we go.
We should do it. Drive time. I mean, I think they don't have enough numbers because there's no East Asian there. So it's a chicken and egg problem, right?
I mean, they
why are you going to bring everything back to food?
What?
Food is life.
Food is life. This is
everything.
True. Yes. Food is everything, but food is also going to kill my life. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Ishan. That's why I started the weight loss group. You can join if you want.
No, thanks.
Ishan doesn't need your support, Evelyn.
Listen, I don't want to lose weight. I just want to be able to wear the clothes I want to wear, eat the things I want to eat. I don't want to have to go running. If I'm going to die, listen, I could get healthy and die. That would be so depressing. Imagine if you're a runner and you die from a heart attack. Come on. That is so irritating. It's like, yeah. I'm doing everything. I eat broccoli and now I'm dead.
That actually happened to Chris Betts' mom. She was like a healthy runner, and then she had a heart attack while running a marathon.
Why are you going to make it serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evelyn's still alive. So we don't need to exercise, people. Evelyn's alive and happy and enjoys
can good food. Can we stop bringing dead mums into every fucking podcast that I do?
What else? What else is interesting about you, Ishan? I mean, come on. You're demanding a lot of us here.
That's true.
No, when your dad goes, we'll talk about that. No, okay.
I'll get you back on the pod.
I'm going to start feeding my dad broccoli. Dad's exercising. I need to do more episodes of Rice to Meet You.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming.
Big up to Fiona for doing an early shift. Yeah. Big up to Marcel for leaving his estate to sit in one corner.
Yeah.
Watch us for a bit, Marcel. You know, do you use a Segway to get around your house?
It's so huge.
Yeah, David and Eve, great job on your interracialness. We love it.
I did actually want to give one thing if there's a little bit of time.
Yeah, that's cool.
So firstly, thank you so much for doing the podcast, both Nigel and Evelyn. Absolutely incredible. It's been amazing.
And me on this episode.
I am a communication support worker, so I work with British Sign Language. And I was wondering whether you wanted to know how to do your podcast name in sign language.
Of course.
Yes.
Did you know, Eve, I love this because I am the ambassador for Action on Hearing Loss.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I'm a hearing aid wearer.
Amazing. Okay. Okay, so your title is like a pun on nice to meet you. So yeah. Nice to meet you is a really sweet and smooth phrase in British Sign Language. You put your thumb under your bottom lip and it's nice. And then two index fingers to meet you.
Oh,
so nice to meet you. Okay.
So but it's then, the rice version. Is this going to be racist?
So no, rice.
I hope it
I'm
will.
Kidding. I'm
Let's
kidding.
Do it. Let's do it.
So rice is you got like a claw shape and then you just kind of scratch back and forth on your chin. So then it's rice to meet you.
Ah!
Yeah, so rice to meet you.
Why is rice a claw? We use chopsticks and cutlery.
And I can tell you one thing, level one BSL, when my sign language teacher was like, everyone just go like this. So I was like, no. So, yeah.
That's so cute. It feels like, I feel like this is like...
Yeah, so you start from the other side. Oh, other side, there. Yeah. So, and like then that. Nice.
So, nice?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I feel like that
Eve,
could
can
be,
I just say,
that's like me, and then this is Nigel.
Eve, can I just say thank you for saving this podcast towards the end by giving us something very positive.
I'm 100% certain that this podcast was saved by this incredible merchandise, which is incredibly comfortable and soft. So, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
It is. It really is. Though I'm not wearing it right now, no. But it is. It's really soft.
I tried to get the merch, but Nigel apparently doesn't do clothes in my size. He's so fat.
Slammed it off his hands. You know? Only skinny people can wear our stuff, please.
I made sure that we went up to like a really large size.
Don't discriminate, you know? Like our supplier, they charge different prices for different sizes of clothes, but then when we sell them, we make them at all the same prices because, you know, we want it to be equal for everybody.
That's very nice of you, Nigel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right, we've kept you guys long enough. Thank you so much for being on here.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully you'll do another one next month. Keep it smaller, easier to manage. Thank you. Bye.
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 Thank you so much to all our patrons, because without you guys, this podcast would not be possible. We want to shout out our patrons at the Rice Emperor tier and above: Adrian Sia, Alison Vargas, Andrew Aoyong, Anu, Asian Snacks, Ayako Kendall, Boon Chong, Chia Yi, Debbie Lee, Chen Yonze, Elizabeth Allen, Stephanie Lee, FSP, Gabriella Bromley, Gabby Suarez, Grace Rods, Haley Devereaux, Harry Yarnell, Yan Godfrey, Jasmine Chung, Jeff Chow, Jenny Chan, Jordan Cathcart, Judith Abraham, Carr, K.N. Ng, Kerry, Laura Lee, Leong, Manwa Siu, Mei Lin, Moriah Bell, Nadia Islam, Naveen, Norhadia Razali, Ong Mei Yin, D-Team Emergency Response Team Wimbledon, Phil Kendall, Rebecca Lam, Rebecca Tracy, Rose Kelly, Ryan Wang, Sabrina, Sandy, Sin, Sijie, Tom Green, Tom Oatley, Vera, Avirni Viravong, and Wilton Yao. Thank you so much.